procedures to make that decision. And that's all we have to look at.
Yeah.
When we have people sign in, do we have them sign in for a particular issue or case? So should we have known that there were people that wanted to speak on that and didn't, or no? We don't necessarily.
I knew there was going to be that night. I came up, I agreed to remember talking to her, but I didn't know where to go. I don't know where to go.
Sure.
I don't know where or not.
Yeah, this is definitely an unfortunate moment. But, I mean, that's why we have this moment here. You know, and the topics that you brought up are well stated. Just like, I mean, I'm really glad that you brought up the whole fire pit deal. That would be an issue to me too if I had a house right there. That's a huge issue. And there's no doubt we're all aware of what 86 is and the traffic that's already on it. And we're well aware of that it just continues to grow. And those are concerns. And I would, you know, those are things that are well listened to and understood. So I'm really glad that you were able to speak tonight and express what was on your mind with this. That means a lot. So. Sorry that it worked out the way it did at the planning zone. Somebody would like to make a motion on this. Let's get it going.
I'll make a motion to deny the appeal on item 20-10A. I would make a motion to deny it. Deny the appeal based on planning and zoning. I do not feel are in error. So.
Okay. All right, Rick seconds it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. All right. So 4-1. 4-1.
Okay.
Okay, so this next one, the reconsidering request. Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is not a public hearing. The request by James Webb, James has the opportunity to speak. Otherwise, it's not a public hearing. Is that correct?
Correct. James Webb is requesting the Board of Adjustment to reconsider their decision on December 16th, 2020, approving a request by Lifestyle Contractors seeking to appeal the Planning Commission's denial of the Division 3 permit 20023 to allow the development of Chateau Ridge to be located at 166 Skyline Road. The Board of Adjustment approved that appeal with a vote of 5-0 to overturn the Planning Commission's denial of the permit. So under the reconsideration request, the Board of Adjustment bylaws allow a reconsideration request to be made within 7 days after the Board's decision has been posted, which was done. If approved, the BOA's previous decision will be nullified. The BOA would rehear the case again at their next regular scheduled meeting, which would be February 17th, 2021. It would be back to square one. The applicant would be Chateau Ridge to present their appeal to the Board of Adjustment, as was done on December the 16th. That is if the reconsideration request is granted. With that, I would turn it over to your reconsideration request applicant.
Okay, so do we make a decision, the reconsideration request and the request for rehearing, do we make a decision on both at the same time?
No, they're two separate requests.
Okay.
You have the ability to request a reconsideration
or
a rehearing, and he has requested both.
Okay, all right.
So first up is just your reconsideration request.
So this is a reconsideration request.
And then to clarify, any aggrieved party that was at the original hearing has the ability, if they feel aggrieved by your decision, they can just ask you, by golly, we want you to hear it again, which I'll explain the rehearing request when we get to it.
Okay. All right. So, James.
Good evening.
And thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm going to take this mask off and arrange some papers here real quick, if you don't mind. As I've stated in the request for reconsideration, and I'm not going to say a lot that hasn't already been said in what I've written. So hopefully you've reviewed what I've written and you know where we're coming from. And by the way, it's not just me. I'm speaking on behalf of myself and the neighbors in the neighborhood, which is called Skyline Subdivision, is how it's recorded in the books of Tane County. So if I say we, or we say, I say I, it's always we. We request that you reconsider the decision for several reasons. First of all, we assert that the board did not fulfill its duty under the state statute 64.870 because it states that you will hear and decide appeals where there is an error of law alleged. There's also one of the code sections in Section 5 of the codes indicate that you will hear all appeals. In the case of this, and the original applicant, when requesting an appeal from you, had a list of assertions in what I was told is called an appeal description. There were a number of assertions, some of which didn't rise to the definition or the requirements of Section 5 of the codes. There was one that did. Obviously, the applicant, who was the appellant in that case, or in this case, would agree that it was an appeal and that it asserted an error of law, but it was alleged, obviously, at that point, because you have to decide whether it's alleged or whether it's actual. So they would have a hard time. Well, in fact, they cannot now disagree that it isn't an appeal. We also agree that it fulfills the requirements of Article 5 of the codes, and therefore it is an appeal, which you have a duty to hear. The first assertion is that your decision that was made commits two errors of law. And the first one is that there was an appeal and you didn't hear it. And the way that we know that is because when you made your decision was, and I won't read it, I can if you wish me to, it did not address that appeal. So you didn't hear an appeal, which you were required by the state statutes and the codes to hear. It just wasn't in your decision. It was ignored entirely. So I have to assume I think it's a reasonable assumption that if you had heard it and you knew that it was an appeal, you would have decided it because that's your duty. So since you didn't decide it, it must not have been heard. And therefore, at this point, we have some issues about, well, what do we deal with regarding the hearing? Well, that's one of the reasons why we're filing not only a reconsideration request, but also a rehearing request, because ultimately it deals with the hearing and the hearing procedures. Now, you may recall this hearing that occurred because that was the one where the gentleman right over here collapsed and ultimately never regained consciousness. They took him away. And I was the first person to stand up while that was going on. In fact, I was beginning to make my presentation while that was going on. We sat down, they took him away, and then the meeting proceeded. So that's issue number one. Issue number two is that the board has a duty to hear appeals, but not appeals that don't qualify as an appeal under Section 5 of the codes. One of the requests, and there are a number of requirements that must be fulfilled, and I have a list here. I'm not going to read them. There's only one requirement that is missing from the assertion that is in your decision. And the one thing that is missing from the That assertion was in the appellant's or the applicant's appeal description, but it did not have a law, a citation of the law on which the error had occurred. And it's impossible to argue that for either direction for a law that doesn't exist. So where can the error be if there is no law that was erred against? It did not have it. It was not in there. It was not in the decision of this board, nor was it in the applicant description. So there are two issues there which cause there to be a question about the decision that was made. And so therefore we are requesting that you reconsider the decision that you made and that we have the opportunity to, all we're asking is that you reconsider it. Not that you reverse your decision, but that it be heard again a month from now with our concerns and our, call this an appeal. It's not exactly an appeal, but a reconsidering of your decision, and it can be cleaned up at that time. So I hope that what we are presenting here is an articulate and we'll call it persuasive argument that our concern and for our decision for request to be valid. With that, I can ask several questions, but as I talked to Mr. Sturette earlier today, he said you need to convince the board that in your request, because this request has certain requirements. The first two we easily make, and that was, are we adversely affected by your decision? Yes. Were we present at that meeting? And the answer is yes. The other thing that has to be discussed, and I have to convince you of, is that if that decision stands with the questions involved, and if we are somewhat persuasive or we have some merit, then you've made a decision with error and maybe the improper decision to overturn a lawful decision made by the commission, which are the ones who are responsible for administering and deciding these issues. Your responsibility is to let those stand unless there is an error of law, which at this point has not been demonstrated. So that, in our view, is the definition of injustice, which is the reason why that third item is such a big one. But we believe that that is big enough to, if there's some issue here, to reconsider. Okay. All right. Questions?
You guys have any questions for him?
I don't.
Okay. Thank you. I feel like I know that was a long topic that we dealt with that night, and I know that we took a lot of things into consideration.
There's a lot of deliberation.
A lot of deliberation over that. We looked at a lot of different angles of that situation. Everything from as far as the boat parking, if it's remedied, because we talked about the whole being able to safely get into it. I think I'm just sharing my opinion on this, and I'm open to your opinions, guys, but I really feel like we spent a lot of time really focusing on this one because we realized the concerns that were given to us from all the people around, and I felt like we did a good job on that decision.
Gentlemen, so it's the way there was due process. One of the major arguments from Ms. Webb was the appeal process that I think was the procedure for the night. If the applicant